Karen Bryson.
Dave Fishley. Slipping. Why are you so worked up?
You promised not to use the photo of my eye.
In the leaflet, and I didn't.
A slide the size of Asia, George. Where you point out all the ugly bits in great detail, it's a lot worse than a leaflet.
You were anonymous.
And does that give you the right to call me nervy and talk about my insecurities?
Overcoming insecurities is what I said.
And I'm smoking funny fags as well, apparently.
I didn't say that.
You did. And it was you who was stoned the first time I met you.
That was a party.
So you do it a lot then?
I don't. No.
You don't know?
Look, I was just adding colour for the audience to stop them dropping off.
That is not a justification.
I have to be in at a thing in 17 minutes.
You just breached patient confidentiality.
I did not breach anything.
As good as.
I really think you're overreacting.
Oh, for God's sake, George. We were in bed 2 days ago.
Look, listen. No one can tell it was you.
I could tell.
You weren't meant to be attending my lecture. How did you even get in?
You didn't call. So, I came looking.
Listen. Listen. If a tree falls in the wood and no one hears it or sees it, has it fallen?
What?
If a tree falls in a wood...
Am I the tree?
No. You're not the tree. You're the person who doesn't see the tree. Or in this case, they do not see it, but in my hypothesis, the tree has gone unnoticed and the tree has been unobserved, which in turn nullifies the reality of the tree.
Oh, so that... my God. You are insane. This does not let you off the hook.
If you really want to know why I used it, I had my folder of research and I kept turning the pages back to you because I couldn't help myself. I couldn't stop thinking about you.
So why didn't you call?
Because...
Yes?
Because we shouldn't be doing this.
We already are.
You're in surgery next week.
So what?
And... I'm married. I know I said I wasn't. I'm sorry.
You're married?
Sorry.
You can't be that sorry, otherwise you wouldn't have done it.
Keep your voice down.
You're married and you're having a go at me?
Please.
What's the big deal anyway? You have a wife and I have a boyfriend. His name's Nick. What's your wife called?
Susan, but...
Nice name. Been together long?
You have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Why the hell didn't you say?
Pot, kettle.
You're taking this very well.
I already knew. You've got a tan line from your wedding ring.
Do I? Shit. Can we just be sensible for a second? Whether you like it or not, you're embarking on a really difficult procedure.
A moment ago, it was a piece of cake.
A moment ago, you didn't have a boyfriend. Look, I like you, but this is getting complicated and we've got quite enough possible nightmare scenarios on our plate as it is.
Nightmare scenarios?
The risk of infection, the possibility of a sympathetic response.
Well, that would make a change.
Which is when a surgery in one eye triggers problems in the other.
So, not sympathetic at all then?
It's a serious factor to consider.
How often does it happen?
It's a small risk.
Well, I'm not afraid of those. You? Look, things are a bit shit for me at the moment. Looks like I'm about to lose my job. I'm definitely about to lose my eye. And then you came along and it was nice.
We weren't being rational.
I know. Fun, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
So... Shall we go again?
Okay, sod it.
Great. So come round later.
When later?
Eight.
Eight?
I can't till then. I've got to get back to school for a meeting with Colin.
Who's Colin?
The head.
Ah.
But I'll be back by eight. So come round. Subject X will be waiting.